the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Three, two, one. We are on.
We are on. We're
I don't know why I counted you down.
We're going to jazz things up for you. We're going to throw to the show first, and then we'll debrief what happened, because a lot happened.
Is this because you think people aren't listening to the show? You think they're getting through? They're getting through 40
it's
minutes of us
Lee's
chatting and then going.
Because Lee wants to let them get to the cloaca.
Oh, that's right.
ASAP.
And, well, you'll find out what cloaca is, but also the game. Guys, we've brought back the song game.
Yes, we did bring
it. And then we're going to play it again.
Look, I wanted to get rid of the song game at the end of last
why
year.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, look. I think it's had its time.
I disagree.
Oh, I think we can get a solid 52 weeks out of it again.
Absolutely.
Haven't you been doing it for like 104 weeks?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's... What's all right, 2 years?
It's just
problem?
Who we are.
I'm running out of songs.
So true.
It's getting harder and harder to find
next
songs.
He's doing
he goes
so
to like
much.
Bach and Mozart.
Can we talk about Jace's progression, though, in song
well,
selection?
Well, we can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Here's the show.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Does my face look different?
You look...
Just tell me honestly.
Refreshed and glowy.
Okay. So maybe what happened to me yesterday afternoon was worth it.
What did you do?
We've had a big week purely because it's our first week back on air. Alarm has been set, and you know, after 7 weeks of holidays, it's hard. It's hard to wake up, let's be honest, right? So yesterday I thought I'm going to treat myself to a facial. Okay, I don't do that often, maybe like a couple of times a year if I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. And there's a lady that I like to go to down the road. I'm really, really fond of her. I said, I'm going to go see Lynn. I'm going to go book in to see Lynn. Now, when I got there, Lynn explained to me that she wouldn't be treating me, but her colleague would. Okay, and I said, look, Lynn, I don't even care what you do. Could be a massage, could be a facial, don't care. 45 minutes, give it to me. Anyway, I lie down and I get, you know, the cream on my face, the steamer, what have you. And then all of a sudden, Sarah, this other woman starts massaging my face, like my mandible. Do you understand that now I really intimately know the shape of my jaw, the shape of my eye sockets? So much pressure. Like imagine she thought my mug was my mid back.
Okay.
She went hard and like eyebrows up into the bones of your eyebrows, the temple. I was waiting to die.
I mean, that
because you know
sound
when people
relaxing.
When people press on your temple too hard, is that it for you? Like into like under my nostrils. Like I've never had a face.
But was
massage.
It relaxing? That sounds slightly invasive.
Well, in my head I was like, has she missed because I said facial or massage, has she misunderstood and she's giving me a face massage?
Have you watched like, Bling? This is the latest trend, right? Because if you watch Bling Empire on Netflix,
100%
there's a
I have.
Scene in there where I think it's Anna is getting a facial
massage.
But the masseuse puts gloves on and gets right in.
Internal
in the mouth and massages the cheeks and lips and gums, everything.
Maybe I've experienced a new trend. At first I was a bit taken aback, but then I thought, oh, whatever, go with it. So I got this really intense and I'm like, maybe it'll just like get the wrinkles out. Maybe it'll do something to my face right now. So this is the result.
You look good. Jace, you've got eyes.
Oh,
she
you look amazing.
Glowing.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing is that afterwards, Lynn came back in and she said to me, I'm so sorry, Lise.
Oh.
So, and I was like, what? And she was like, I don't think
she thought
that
your face was your back.
She was like, she's like, my colleague usually does Swedish massages and I think there's miscommunication. And I was like, you know what? Add it to the menu, Lynn. It wasn't bad. Do I have to pay for it though? Like, can I get a freebie in this? Didn't get a freebie, guys. Had to pay.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Sarah, I've come across this story and I feel that it's a perfect Friday share. Okay, you know my fondness for correct anatomical terms and using those in everyday vernacular, and I bring you
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand what you mean by that. So it'll be like Lise will come into work and she'll say something like, oh, God, my solar plexus is just so annoying. Or earlier when she was talking about getting a massage, she was mentioning her mandible. I mean, it's your jaw, mate. It's your jaw. Just,
yeah, I got,
you know,
shot by a Nerf bullet yesterday in my clavicle.
Okay, see.
You know? Okay, so I bring you...
We always just nod. We actually don't know what you're saying.
Righto, mate. I mean, did you want to sit GAMSET and get into medical school?
Why do you have this? Actually, I'd like to be a paleontologist because it appears that a very lucky paleontologist has discovered... the cloaca.
Cloaca?
A cloaca. Let that...
Is that like a small marsupial or something?
No,
that
guys.
That sounds like a dance song.
Isn't it a lovely word? Guys, a cloaca is a dinosaur's butthole.
Oh, God.
Listen to this. A scientist has found a fossilized piece of dinosaur poo inside a fossilized cloaca, which is a dinosaur bum / genital hole.
You mean the anus?
It's the anus, but dinosaur, this particular dinosaur, Sarah, I'm not even going to attempt its name. This cloaca is a Cretaceous, wait for it, is a Cretaceous genital bum combo.
I mean, growing bum in there in that mix kind of takes it. Cloaca sounds like the new swear word we need to know.
Right? Yes.
This is your Friday energy.
Your
I know. Or just like, God, he's such a cloaca.
I think that just the way J-Lo dropped Let's Get Loud in yesterday's inauguration performance, we all need to drop cloaca.
Cloaca.
Okay.
Where do you find these stories?
She's on websites that I do not know anything about. I'll just dip into news.com, BuzzFeed, Pedestrian. Lise is on some paleontology today.
We like the mainstream, you know, crosswalk topics.
In all seriousness, though, this cloaca discovery is enabling scientists to figure out the sexual lives of dinosaurs.
I mean, do we need to know that?
Are they that kinky?
Well, I mean, it is very remarkable, Sarah, because what this scientist said is that most other dinosaurs' bungholes usually sort of... We haven't been able to study them because that's the part of the body that sort of erodes the fastest once they passed away. But this little dino was found with its butt up. It died with its bum in the air.
The action you're doing now, okay?
It died with its bum in the air like that. And that way, it at the bottom of a lake, and it preserved its cloaca.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what a gift, guys.
Another beautiful story from Lise.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
20 minutes past five. This is Those Two Girls coming up inside 15 minutes. Erin, who got proposed to at Australia Zoo by way of black cockatoo.
Yes. And that'll make sense eventually.
Yes, it will. Hey, guys, I spoke earlier in the week about my New Year's resolution, which is to buy nothing new until 2022. I'm only buying pre-loved secondhand or vintage fashion. And I guess it's all part of a bigger picture for me, which is I think my money personality is changing at the age of 40. But... I'm actually really excited. Lise and I have had many conversations about money, and I've been talking about it with my wider circle of friends, and it's been very insightful as to how we all spend or save differently. And so I guess I've opened up my eyes to that, and I've really been watching my discretionary spending. And I saw a meme on Instagram that I actually think has changed my life. And I posted it on my personal one yesterday, and it kind of went off with other people having moments where the penny has dropped, so to speak. So I'm going to read it to you because it may help other people. All right, here it goes. What does it take to blow $10,000 a year? Just $27.40 a day in miscellaneous spending. And I thought, holy smokes, that is me. I would easily spend between 20 and 30 bucks off the cuff every day, a couple of takeaway coffees if I needed it, just buying some little things for the kids, or, you know, when you go grocery shopping and you buy a few extra things.
Yeah.
It's not much. And so I thought, right, I'm going to test myself. And I've set up a sub account in my bank. And every day I don't spend $27.40. I'm being that specific.
Yeah.
I'm transferring it across to this sub account, and I'm going to watch that little thing grow. Now, in 10 days, it's already like nearly $300.
And look, even if you didn't maintain that level of commitment, because that's hard, and certainly not everyone.
Well, no, if you need to dip in, no, and if you need to dip in, of course it's there. But it's course. a real switch in my brain that has
I think it's
been
breaking,
turned on.
Breaking it down into a daily amount has obviously resonated with you.
Yes.
And I was saying in today's morning meeting with you guys that I'm obsessed with this Instagram account called The Financial Diet. Now, often when those things come up on your feed, you just scroll through, but there's something about this particular account that really, really resonates with me. And this morning they posted a list of 10 things to do in the last 10 days of January. And again, it's about breaking it down, right? And one of them here, one of number five on the list is comb through your spending and highlight every purchase that wasn't worth it. Now, that's obviously very subjective and personal to what you deem is worthwhile. But I love that idea of actually having that emotional connection with, did I really get that much out of that, you know, corned beef and relish sandwich? Or did I really get that much out of that coffee date with Sarah?
Ow!
No,
jokes. That hurts.
JK. But it is. It's an interesting thing, and especially at the beginning of the year, I'm really proud of you.
Well,
that you're
thanks.
Just
I mean,
having
look,
some shit.
Like, I haven't been ridiculous, but I've certainly been somebody who has no qualms about being like, oh, I love that little lipstick. I don't think I have a red. Go it. Go home. I've already got
You've
17
got
red
reds, yeah.
lipsticks, you know? So it's a real... It's a real change in money personality that I'm feeling within myself. And I think you're never too late to make changes. And I thought, right, well, Lise, let's open up the phones.
Yeah,
let's
we love
try
to
and
have money
share.
Chat.
Love a money chat.
Haven't
right?
done it in a while.
A fun money chat, though, not like a boring
no,
money
no, no,
chat.
No,
a fun money
no,
chat.
We're not Mark Burris.
It's sharing and caring. It's sharing and caring. Yep. And we'd love to hear from you guys what your money mantra.
Yeah, was there something you read or heard that just flicked something on in your brain
Can
that
I
changed
kick us
the
off?
Way you manage your dollary dues?
I have one that tipped me over into better habits, or not even better habits, just something that's saved me a ton of cash. Those Roundup apps, Sarah, that you pop on your phone, you link up any bank card that you have, savings account, what have you, and every time you spend, say, $4.50 at the shops, that additional 50 cents to round up to $5 gets saved.
Yeah, so the app you use. I mean, we're going to get messages on Instagram at Lise and Sarah. It's Raiz, R-A-I-Z that you use.
And guys, by the end of, and you can cash it back out whenever you want.
Yeah.
Right. Which is great. But I've had amounts up to $700 or more in there and I forget about it.
All right. Well,
it's amazing.
Look, let's go to Kim in Hillside, who's called through on 13 1060. Kim, what's your money mantra?
The Barefoot Investors book.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of pages in there.
Yeah, no, read the whole thing. You have a date with yourself every Sunday, but he's got a certain bank account trick, which is called the napkin strategy, I think it is.
Right.
And you basically live off 60% of your wage and you put the other 40% into different bank accounts spread out. And I've saved thousands in the last few months.
Barefoot Investor is the guy who...
Scott Pape.
Yes, yeah, Scott Pape, who does the whole spend card, save card. That's him, yeah?
That's correct, yeah. He's in the paper on the weekends or something with a column and got his book and all that.
But what in there in the book, Kim, made you...
Take action.
I think because I sort of looked at my wage and went, where am I spending all this money on what? Looking at the end of the month going, I've got hardly anything for it. And, yeah, I started off by just deleting all the food delivery apps because I spent a lot of money there and then thought, you know what, I'll try a strategy with the bank accounts, and I can't believe I've saved so much money.
Can you tell us how much you've saved?
I'd say so far in the last 3 months, I've saved personally in bank accounts about $4,000.
That's amazing.
Well done.
3 months. That's Let's keep people sending these through on Instagram, because that's unreal.
Well, remember, I mean, this is all spurred on by that meme that I found, that $27.40 a day that you save is $10,000 a year.
We're going to be rich in 2021 Those Two Girls
How
for Instagram.
Exciting. At Lee's and Sarah.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Jace, I know you've recently proposed to your partner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But look, your proposal, I'm going to say it, is a little bit lame to the one we're about to hear about. Okay?
You're such a cow.
Because I have found the GOAT marriage proposal of the entire world. Now, let me set the scene. A Brisbane lass named Erin, who went to Australia Zoo with her boyfriend, and she waved frantically to be a volunteer as part of the bird show there, right? But things didn't quite go as she expected. Take a listen.
Your mate is going to deliver your receipt via email. Now, once he does, place that in the palm of your hand. Just hold a few fingers over it for me. And while it's up there, would you mind opening it up and checking that it's not all the correct details in there?
Well, I guess you can fill in the dots, but wouldn't it be better to hear from the lady herself? We've got Erin on the line. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So, Erin, I was absolutely flabbergasted by the proposal you received when you thought you were going to an innocent bird show at Australia Zoo. Now, the video has gone viral in recent times. This did happen back in September, so it probably feels like old news to you, but it's coming to everyone else's feeds around the world. Just take me through the day.
Okay, so I, as far as I know, we were just going to the zoo, and I, you know, as you could tell by my face in the bird show, I was stoked. I was like, this is the best day ever. But I was just in a second mind because I was just so happy to be there. I wasn't taking the little hints along the way. Jesse was sweating it out. I had the backpack on with the ring in it basically the whole day, and I had no idea because I wasn't looking for anything like that. And then we got to 12 o'clock and we went to the bird show, and everything was as normal until, obviously, realised at the very, very end, not so normal.
So when that hawk flew to you with the little note in its claw, I'm assuming the note just said what?
Will you marry me?
Okay. And then Jesse's on his knees beside you. And your reaction is so pure, so shocked.
Wholesome.
And everyone around you started clapping. I mean, is this going to be a humble flex for the rest of your life that this is how you got proposed to?
Well, that's the thing. He wasn't planning on posting it to go viral or anything. I mean, I don't think anyone ever does, but he just wanted it recorded. So, you know, him knowing me, like, oh, did you get it recorded? Can I see what I look like? Like,
yeah.
You know, I want to remember this moment. And then I posted it on my little page, and then Australia Zoo posted it just recently. And I think people took it from their page and shared it and shared it and shared it. And now there's just like 4 million views on TikTok and everyone else's
Facebook page.
It's so crazy.
I wonder how many proposals have happened at Australia Zoo, and are they now, have you set a precedent and they're going to have to field thousands of engagement requests from creative blokes wanting to do the same?
I think so, because I'm almost certain a couple of weeks later, or around the same time about the video, there was another couple that proposed. I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but it could be inspired from that video.
You're a proposal influencer, Erin. I mean, can I ask, has Bindi Irwin reached out personally to you to thank you for the publicity you've given the zoo?
She's the one that actually allowed us to do the proposal. It came down to her at the end. I know. So we're so grateful for her. And all she asked in return was just a bit of a donation to the Wildlife Warriors.
Oh,
so,
that's lovely.
Bindi,
love Bindi.
We're more than happy to help, because she didn't even want any money for herself. She just wanted to go towards the foundation that the zoo really relies on. So we were more than happy to do that, just because of such a good experience that we had.
You know what? From this day on, anyone going to a bird show in a relationship, Erin, this is what you've started. They're going to be sitting
Jessie
there
at any milestone in their subsequent marriage could sort of bring a hawk in. Like, let's say you guys choose to have children, gender reveal. Delivered by a
hawk. It's
going to
be an animal.
Not a stork.
Any animal will do. And will you extend a wedding invite to Bindi?
That's a very good question. I think she would appreciate the invites, and she was such an important part of our day.
Oh.
we'll see what we can do.
I love it. I just love this whole story. It puts everybody else's proposals into a very pathetic territory. So
Which is terrible, that was not our, you know, that wasn't our goal, but everyone's just like in the comments, oh, you know, we've got to do it again, or we've got to go to the zoo now.
No, it's excellent. Thank you so much for chatting to us and sharing
that very special
moment in your life.
Thank you.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Here comes the one, na-na-na-na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one,
just one,
just one. You thought the one word song game was going to end in 2020 like all the other terrible things, you're wrong. It's back for 2021. It's quite simple. Jace plays one word from a song and Lee's or I have to jump in and guess it by title and artist.
It's like the third wave of COVID, you know. It's coming for you. It's coming for all of us. Okay, let's play.
Okay. First song off the rank.
Alanis Morissette.
On the cross you bear that you get to
you
me.
Want to know Alanis Morissette? Oh, God, we got there, Sarah.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot that this is the reason we wanted to get rid of the game.
You've really got to get right back there when you sing those songs. You don't know.
Okay, second song. It's 1-0 to Lee's.
Sweet sensation.
Sweet sensation by. Oh my God.
Mark Wahlberg. Good vibration.
Mark Wahlberg.
It's good vibration by.
Funky Funk and the Marky Bunch.
No.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch! Good vibrations!
Yep.
I loathe you.
Lee's is the winner this morning.
Oh, God.
But we'll do one more. We'll do one more just for fun.
I'm so sorry for saying Funky Funk and the Marky Bunch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Four non-blondes, Taylor Dane. No, four non-blondes. And I said, hey, yeah. 25 euros and my life is still
trying to climb up that great big hill of love.
It's four non-blondes.
For the revelation.
And the song is Mountains.
No, it's not.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
It's a weird song title for what it says.
Hey, yeah. I remember belting this out at grade 9 disc.
Is it I Said Hey by Four Non-Blondes?
What's going on?
No, What's Up. It's called Four Non-Blondes, What's Up.
Made no sense. I would take that point.
Okay, we'll give it to you. It doesn't matter. Points are irrelevant right now because Lee's won. But we've got to get out of here.
All right, well.
Start as you mean to finish.
Sure. Look, if you want more, you can head to our podcast. Just search Those Two Girls Catch Up wherever you get your pods. And if you missed out on the meaning of cloaca, you can find out what it is.
Guys,
there.
I have an idea for our podcast. Perhaps we could combine all the one word song games we've ever done in one bumper episode of the podcast.
Because Jace has to listen to it all again.
I'll let you know that right there. That ain't going to happen.
Okay, keep those ideas off there, Lazy. All right, have a good weekend. Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing really well with one word song game.
Remember
now,
when he first came on, Sarah,
was just
as
getting
our
it
anchor,
so wrong.
And we
so
were
wrong.
Just like, we don't think we can work in
these
conditions.
Well, I was picking songs that were my songs, not your songs.
And we said to the executives, get rid of him.
And then they said, there's no one else.
And we said,
no one else
all right.
wants this role. Like, talent is sometimes really hard to work with, and
we've heard that.
What about yourselves, or just other talent?
No, not about us. No, we're easy.
Before we get into another round of this, and also, I wish I had chosen a better song for the last round in the podcast. But before we get to that, cloacas.
I mean, do we need to go to deep dive further?
It's like, you know, you've got your maracas and then you've got your cloacas. And that's all I have to
you
say.
You said that it sounds like a swear word. A song of some sort.
Yeah, like a dance song.
Like a Macarena.
Yeah.
How would that song go?
I love to put a bit of here, cloaca. Cloaca. I think the highlight of that break was when Lee said the description was a genital bum combo.
Something you order at Macca's.
To me, that's just like the journalist just lost puff. Like, and we'll see the genital bum combo, you know? It just it doesn't.
Is that a flow. British accent at the end of that?
I think so, yeah. That's what I. That's how I imagine all paleontologists.
Remarkable
speak.
Story. The fact that that this particular dinosaur died with his ass in the air is another
what
favorite
was it doing?
Of mine. Well, it must have been diving in the lake.
No, but like, do you think?
And died.
Okay, are you one of the people that think that all dinosaurs just died suddenly, or
yes?
Okay,
I mean, you know, there are some toddlers, some babies that sleep, you know, on their tummies Sarah. with their bum in the air. So maybe that was that dinosaur, just like that was its sleeping position. Did dinosaurs ever lie down to sleep? You wouldn't.
Does it blow your mind that dinosaurs were so long ago? Like 65 million years.
I know.
Years.
Well, it is hard. It is difficult to.
You know
and we're
what?
Finding them.
Can I tell you something that I learned on the holidays? When we went to Rocky, Rockhampton, we stayed there for a couple of days and we went and visited the Capricorn Caves, which is about a half hour drive out of Rocky. Beautiful natural limestone kind of formations. And you go through a tour in these caves and there's a cathedral that they've kind of
erected.
Well, not erected, but they've turned one gaping sort of chasm into a beautiful cathedral. Anyway, our tour guide there was fantastic. And he was telling us about all the creatures they know lived in those caves back in the day. Now, this bloke had worked at the Smithsonian and all these other fancy museums. And he said, do you actually think cave people lived in caves with what we know from fossils were also living in caves? And he said, the idea of cave people dwelling there is an absolute error.
So the Croods is a lie.
Yeah, because there were things like there was like this kind of saber-toothed or tiger cat. Wombat thing, kangaroo that was huge that lived in there.
But
like,
couldn't the cave people evict? Wouldn't they find a way to evict those kind of critters?
No, oh my God.
Like,
you should see this. Oh, okay.
Yeah. How would you evict? I'm going to put a notice on the front of the cave. You've got 2 weeks to leave.
But wouldn't they come up with a strategy to be like, we've got to
and
get the
bats the
beast
in there.
Out.
There was no light in there. The bats.
Well, there
the
wasn't
poo,
light
the
outside
stench,
either, Sarah.
But sunshine.
But where else would they live?
Well, this is the thing.
Cover.
Maybe it was like under rock.
What you don't,
dwellings.
They could have built. No. Like little huts and teepees.
Well, look,
and
this
stuff.
Guy knew his stuff and he said cave people
didn't
not
live
in
caves. But
why I agree with that. They probably
why didn't he
not,
follow
but...
through and tell you where they did live and how they did live? Like they needed cover, shelter.
But you think of like, you know, you could get overhanging rocks or like little crevices where you could have had a nook in there, but you certainly wouldn't have been living in the deep, dark caves.
Shelter is on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, even the cave person needs proper shelter from the saber-toothed tiger. I'm not saying live in its cave, but there's got to be another
cave. But on the
cave.
outer area, is it maybe like a little cave, like a just an indent, indent in the mountainside? That's kind of how I imagine it was. But yeah, that I was just like, God, that makes total sense.
Have you guys seen the second Croods movie?
No, the kids have seen it twice.
So
they love it.
My kids have seen it twice too. It is so good and dead set. Every time I watch a Croods movie, the kids and I are like, Dane is a dead ringer for Grug. Dead ringer.
Is his name Grug?
Grug.
Grug I remember Grug
the
from the boot. The
I remember Grug
the
from
books,
Lisa's
remember? Like Grug
stomach.
Goes to the beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my stomach bug.
Oh, yes. That's right.
My permanent stomach bug. Yeah. Grug is the dad.
Yeah. I like the grandma.
The she grandma. What's her name? I don't know. Just grandma.
Grandma. Yeah.
Great movie, guys.
It really is. It's one of those ones where
actually,
the adults
the other
get as much
movie
enjoyment.
Coming out today is Penguin Bloom.
Oh,
that
yes.
comes out today.
Yes, want to see that.
Oh, is that
it's got Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
And it's based on the true story of an Aussie woman named Sam Bloom who became paralysed when she fell from a railing on holiday in her early 40s. And basically, you know, this magpie came into her and her family's life. And she says the magpie kind of
saved
her because it gave her a purpose. I think this magpie was injured or what have you.
Yes, yes.
And it gave her a purpose when she was obviously just
in the depths of despair.
Lost.
Yeah.
And then she became a world champion kayaker in the Paralympic. Like an amazing story.
Yeah, I really want to see it. Lisa Wilkinson interviewed her last night on the project.
Yeah.
Naomi Watts or the
Naomi, actual... No, sorry. She interviewed Naomi Watts, yeah, who played... And they were talking about how the preparation for that role was really challenging because Naomi had to switch off any feeling in her lower body so that even when they were filming all the wheelchair scenes, which is the entire movie... She can't even twitch her legs, right? So she said when you're filming and your natural reflex is to move your leg, she said all of that has to be completely turned off mentally.
Yeah.
And she spent...
That is like how good actors do that.
Well, she spent a lot of time with Sam Bloom herself, who taught her how to use the wheelchair. At one point, apparently, Naomi fell out of it and actually injured herself, like hit her head falling down off a step. And she said it was really scary to be in that situation. Position. Really interesting. Just, you know, the... But, yeah, I do want to see that. And
I want
then,
to see The Dry as well with Eric Banner.
I don't know when we're going to get to the movies, Sarah.
I know.
They are open.
Yes, I know.
But it's time. Because we leave work so early, we don't really want to see each other again.
Yeah, okay.
Through the day.
I mean, we could just go to the movies alone. I love that.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I might do that when the kids are back at school next week. I'm in denial, actually, that school is going back. I haven't covered any of their school books. I've seen the lines.
What are you doing?
I've seen the lines at the shoe stores, and I think what I'm going to do is just let them go to school for the first day
in their old gear. Yeah, God, yeah.
And then I can get to the uniform store when the lines aren't there.
Who needs to make a bloody appointment?
Like, yes.
Not just like let them wear whatever. I will say, though, here's my rant, because I did have to buy Remy a new pair of school shoes because he's growing at the speed of light. Guess how much? Just like, you know, I'm not going to bloody Dolce & Gabbana for his school shoes. I'm just going to Williams or Mather's.
He's a size 9 in men's.
He's a
now,
size 9.5 in men's.
$87.
That's interesting, Jace. Sarah?
Yeah, well, my girl's sneakers are about that $85 mark. What are his?
$160.
Oh, that's because he's in men's.
Why don't you get some Nikes?
No, these are his. They're not sneakers. They're black leather.
Oh, the leather ones.
Black leather school.
Oh, that's expensive.
And 60.
Why? Because he's in adult
sizes. This is at Williams, guys. This is like, I fundamentally find that offensive. How do, you know, families on one income do it?
How do
families who are currently experiencing COVID-related job loss, how do you fork that out for more than one child?
I mean, thankfully a lot of stores have secondhand uniform stores.
I mean, like, this is the thing, though. In past years, I've just gone to Target to get the black school shoes, but I didn't this year because they scuffed so badly.
But
for
that
Rennie.
Happens with regardless of how much you spend.
Well,
so it's going to really hurt when he comes home.
It
and
is really going to hurt.
They will.
I'm
trust
hoping
me.
Not. I'm hoping that it might have a little bit more.
I mean,
but
at least
yeah,
you can get black
outrageous.
Ones. My girls have brown school shoes, right? Do you know
that's
how hard it is
to
find brown. You don't get much, you know.
I was in a
there.
Brown school shoe at my
well, so
girl's
was I.
school.
A lot,
yeah.
of, a lot of people
what size,
are ugly.
What size is Remy?
What do you mean? What size?
What foot size?
He's a 9.5 men, so I think he's bigger than you.
I got size 10 feet.
You do not, Jace. We've discussed this before.
His feet are bigger than Will's. Will's is a size 8.5 to 9.
Oh, that Remy. Yes.
These shoes are
Show
I've
me
got
your
right
feet.
Now. Oh, God. A regular little Ian Thorpe over there. What a flipper.
Can swim.
Well, my friends have got 3 kids, and
I've
they're
got
in private
really
school.
Really nice black
that are like,
leather shoes if Remy wants them.
They're in grade 5, grade 3, grade 1. Dropped $650 on school shoes for them. And they had to be like, they're just scuffed and...
Yeah, then...
Yeah, it's that is not money
I
that you want.
No.
That hurts when you have to hand over that money.
I feel...
Go barefoot.
Oh, God. I feel it should be subsidised.
I think there's a few things before school shoes that need to be subsidised.
Oh, God, my kids end up going to school
parents.
Like Minnie Mouse. I'm like, you'll grow into them.
How many inner souls can you stuff in that until it
like,
fits correctly?
When we got my youngest measured, they're like, okay, so she's a 31 there, which means she's measuring as a 2 for
get
school
her a
shoes.
Four.
So I'm going to be like looking on the websites for something. Get her a 7, lady 7.
Should we play another game?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
Let me find the opener. Hold on.
No, and take your time.
Oh, there it is.
Here comes the one. Na 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 na.
I'm only one word away. Just one. Just one. Just one.
Not all even right. Kidding. There needs to be a shorter version of that. That is so long.
I was just thinking, do we do an updated version?
Who
a
made
new
this one?
2021 one song. There's got to be other songs.
Costa made it.
There's got to be other songs now out there with the word one in there. Fresher, more modern, more contemporary that we could jazz up this whole opener.
Yeah.
Can't think
it,
of
make
any.
Make it about 15 seconds shorter. That'd be nice.
It is very slow, isn't it?
Look, we've got a time on our show that needs to be exact. So when you're doing right, that, well, you've got that, 15
that's,
seconds.
That's your job.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying.
If you guys have any song suggestions that we could, you know, obviously has to have the word one in it, send it through on Instagram at Lees and Sarah, please. And then we'll consider a fresh opener.
Yeah.
Anything now, by Cardi B would be great.
This was is my that, does wet she use, ass yeah, one
does,
song.
Does she use the word one in WAP?
Is it WAP or WAP?
It's WAP.
I need a bucket and a mop for this one word song.
Fun game. Stop.
It's pretty good. okay, I've only got one more song, and it's definitely probably not in your realm, but here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Thunderstruck,
AC/DC. Did I tell you that my cousin is in an AC/DC cover band? He's really good. And he sings it with a French accent too. It's very niche.
How's that sound?
He's pretty good. I'll have to play it to you.
Yeah, Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck.
Guys, he's really good. He plays at a lot of gigs.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Guys, laugh away, but he's a very, very sought-after musical act in New Caledonia.
Oh, is that where he is?
Yes.
Do you think...
Do you want to hear a bit?
Does he just do it professionally?
Oh, sure.
Is that his, like, full-time
job? No, he's
job?
An engineer.
Oh, okay, so he's smart.
But he's
as well.
Always, since we were kids, he's always loved music and he played the saxophone. And then, I mean, look, even his profile picture, like, it's just so much commitment to the craft. Keep playing and I'll find you some. Oh, here we go. And I think, what's it called? Oh, God, love it. Okay, guys, do you want to know what the name of the cover band is?
Yeah, go on.
Off the back of AC/DC, melding with New Caledonia. It's NCDC.
Oh, my God.
I mean, amazing.
Okay, we'll play us some. Go on.
I don't hear the French.
I don't hear a
French
accent either.
Well, no, you can't. Can you really do?
No, isn't that a, isn't that something where another band. But people don't sing in accents.
Don't
yeah, it? But he also went to American school, so.
Oh, well, you were the one who said he sang in a French accent.
And he's a half Aussie.
Do you not sing in accents?
No.
No, you don't. Nobody sings in accents.
No.
Is that true?
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, I mean, you can kind of...
I mean, look, if you're an American rapper, yes, you can hear that it's American.
But even the guy who sings...
Okay, Ed Sheeran, who's British.
Or even the guy who sings, homegrown alligator, see you later.
George
Ezra.
He's English, isn't he?
American, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he was British, George Ezra. But you can kind of...
I thought he was Australian.
No, 100%
okay,
not
here's
Australian.
Okay, here's from Ed Sheeran. So he's British.
Yeah. So you can keep me inside
the pocket of your ripped jeans. Yeah.
Okay, then do like Michael Bublé, who's Canadian.
Say George Ezra is an English singer.
Oh, my bad.
You can kind of play a bit of George Ezra. You can kind of sometimes... You don't get an American twang, but it's certainly not... Doesn't come
homegrown
out.
Homegrown alligators.
It's
later.
More rounded. It is. Hey, well, that's not George Ezra.
No, that's Michael
Bublé.
That's Michael Bublé.
Yep. See?
Okay.
I mean, someone like Amy Shark really makes her Aussie twang ring
out. Yeah, but that's because Amy has it. She's like, oh, yeah, come on. But that's more the speaking in the middle of it,
I think. Hold on. Missy Higgins, though, sings Australian. Play some Missy Higgins.
Oh, I'm trying to find some George. I'm so
what
far behind.
What was Missy's favourite?
Missy,
her big one?
Na 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 na. Ya da da da. Ya ba ba ba.
Your heart was on, your song was straight. And it felt like to me. I said, yes, you know.
The dance comes in. Trust that. Okay, this is George.
Now I'm stuck on Missy's song.
We've got to go to Missy's scene. And also, Tony. Sarah Tones and I has... Too close to home.
Doesn't that make you shit? No, it's not Aussie, though. Things could
have gone.
Gone? No.
The slight thing.
Yeah, but not really.
If I listened to her, I wouldn't pick her being
there's certain words. Okay, what about Tones and I?
Tones and
she's
I.
She's got some Aussie.
What's she sing?
Or is it? No, I'm not. No, Amy Shark. Go to Amy Shark.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Kacey Chambers, yes.
Yes.
Pretty enough.
What a beautiful song. Shark. What a song. Actually, I'm going to add that to my list. Trust them.
Trust me. Even Beyonce, right? Like, I'm a survivor. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. Tell them all I said. You can't.
No, you can't.
Because then if you played that with, like, Billie Eilish next to it, there's no, you do not sing in an accent unless it's deliberate, right? With your R's or something.
Are we scientists?
Yeah.
We?
Yeah, hold on. Don't play her chorus, though. I'll play her verse, please. Oh. There is a bit in... I'm sure there's a bit in...
Sorry, to play the verse, we have to get through the intro. I stand in the
corner like a tired boxer. One hand on my cheek. See, that sounds... One hand on the road.
Yeah.
It's not. And all my veins pump blood into my throat so I can hit the note. Go
do it all again. Tell them all I said hi. No. She has a very nice voice.
Yeah, she does.
What else?
Here we go. This is why.
Oh.
A person's accent is easily detectable when they're speaking at normal speed, but when singing, the pace is often slower. As a result, regional accents can disappear because syllables are stretched out and stresses fall differently than in normal speech.
How about that?
How about that? So you think of, like, let's go back to Beyonce, right? If an American says the word survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
a survivor. They don't put the R's are gone, which is the giveaway with a Yank accent.
Mm.
So there you go.
How about that?
How about that? You learned something new. All right, are we done?
Yep.
Oh, you don't have enough? Okay. I'm cool.
Yeah, I think I would like a proper coffee today. I'm going to go to the coffee machine.
I make one.
Yeah.
Oh, so you meant like purchase one.
No, that's discretionary spending that I don't need to do when I've got a perfectly good coffee machine at work.
Mm. How good is that, having the coffee machine at work?
Yeah.
Saves so much money.
It is good. It is good. And I did.
And it's like a proper
I did
barista.
Such a dismal job at the froth
I'll
yesterday.
Do it. I
didn't
want to
say anything. Also, you made it extremely hot.
That's the way we like it.
Yes. Okay. It makes it last longer. Oh, no, I thought that was a good day when I'd made you a coffee. Yesterday I did one for Lise that was just hot.
No,
milk.
Yesterday was when you made me my coffee.
That was the day before.
No, it was yesterday.
No, it was the day before.
It was yesterday.
I think you've got too many Sarahs in your life and you're getting mixed up. Sister
so
Sarah,
many.
Fiance Sarah.
You,
favorite
Sarah.
Work wife Sarah.
Let's laugh our way out.
Bye. Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.